It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to another edition of MCM Radio. I am Jimmy Morris at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MCMMiracles.com at TitansMCM. Today is Wednesday, October 19th. The Titans will be back on the practice field preparing for the Colts today. This will be the first day we will get an official injury report. So we'll figure out how much Bud Dupree is able to do today. He said he was going to be out there on Monday, so hopefully he will be ready to go and they can get him back this week, because we know he is a very important piece to their defense, to their pass rush. Just real quickly, yesterday there was a report, or an article that a guy at ESPN wrote, Jeremy Fowler, I think, about trade deadline targets. And he mentioned Austin Hooper in there as a guy the Titans could be looking to trade. And I posted about it and got a lot of, well, maybe they should just use him effectively and not trade him type of comments back on that. And listen, I understand that sentiment, right? Because Austin Hooper was one of the guys that I was the most excited about that they added this offseason, because we know that when they lost Jonnu Smith, they lost the guy that could block and catch the ball. Okay, I mean, that was the thing, that was the problem we had last year when they would have, and this year too. I mean, when they have certain guys on the field, they're tipping their hand as far as run pass, that type of stuff, what they're doing, right? Jeff Swaim, they throw him way more passes than they should, but he's there to block. Mike Vrabel has talked about how he's their best blocking tight end. So when he's on the field, one, it tips your hand. Two, it limits the upside from a pass play. Right? Because, I mean, if Jeff Swaim catches the ball they throw to him, he's not going to turn it into anything, right? I mean, he's going to catch it. He's going to get down. You get a first down, use him around the goal line, all that stuff. That's fine, whatever, right? But he's not going to be a factor that is like a playmaker in the passing game. Austin Hooper has shown that ability in the past. Now, we haven't seen it this year. I don't know if it's because Austin Hooper has gotten older and he doesn't have that ability anymore. I don't know. I mean, I just think about the catch and roll he had a couple weeks ago. I think it was against the Raiders, where if he would have stayed on his feet, he could have gotten the first down and really put that game away. That's, you know, kind of what we've seen. They haven't taken any shots to him. He hasn't caught a ball and turned it in, up the field and into a big gain or anything like that. So, I mean, my thought on that is, one, the Titans absolutely should not be sellers at a trade deadline. And there's not, you know, you talk about baseball in particular. If you follow baseball, you know at the trade deadline you have buyers and sellers, right? And sometimes, like, I'm a Cubs fan, and so, you know, last year when the Cubs traded everybody away at the deadline, they were big-time sellers, right? I mean, you go from having a team that could be good to, hey, we're just playing it out for the rest of the year here, okay? You don't see that very often at the NFL trade deadline. Teams will make a trade. You can tell that a team is like, all right, we're out of it this year. Let's trade this guy who's going to be a free agent or whatever for a pick. That kind of stuff does happen, but you don't see these major selling things, right, like you do in baseball. But the Titans should be looking to add at the trade deadline because, you know, scoring's down across the league this year, and so the Titans are at a – the offense is not good enough, right? We've talked about that a lot. The offensive line is the major problem. The offensive line is not good enough for this team to be a team that is really – that really has the ability to make a run in the postseason. But it's closer in a lot of ways than it would be if we're talking about, like, last year, where offenses are just scoring points in bunches. That hasn't been happening so far this year. Maybe it'll change. Maybe it'll look differently as the season goes along. But right now, scoring is down. But the Titans, again, if they win Sunday, if they beat the Colts Sunday, they're in, I mean, fantastic position to win the AFC South. I've been saying all along, I think they're going to win the AFC South. That gets you in the playoffs. That gets you a chance, right? I mean, that's what we're all looking for. And so for them to lose pieces in a passing game that is already not very good doesn't make any sense, okay? Now, if they're not going to use him for whatever reason, Austin Hooper, then, you know, whatever. If you can get something of value for him, great. I'd like to see Chig be a little bit more involved in the passing game, in the offense. Is he Jonnu Smith? Like, is he an upgrade as a guy who can block and can make plays down the field, can catch the pass, catch a ball and turn it into something more? Because, again, that's the thing. Like, you need guys that can make plays, that can turn things up. The Titans are desperate at receiver right now, right? I mean, they released Josh Gordon. He obviously not the guy that he used to be. But with Treylon Burks on IR, you've got Robert Woods, but then you're talking about, like, Nick Westbrook-Ikhine as two, Kyle Phillips as three. And listen, we were all really excited about Kyle Phillips in camp. We haven't seen, we saw, you know, I guess it was the first game against the Giants, he had six catches for 66 yards. Now, he got a shoulder injury in that game, hasn't done much since then. Maybe he's healthy now. Maybe he's going to become more involved. But the passing game as a whole just hasn't been good. And it's been because of the offensive line. So that's what, in my opinion, the Titans should be looking, kicking under any rock they can, picking up rocks, however that expression goes, to find offensive line help, because that's what they need. They need a left tackle specifically that can at least hold up long enough for Ryan Tannehill to drop back and go through a progression, right? I mean, that's the thing that this team needs more than anything else. Until they get that line fixed, weapons and all that stuff don't really even matter. They need more than they have right now. Don't get me wrong. It's not enough right now, but it's the increase in guys that you have out there is not going to be as big as it should be, even if you add like a DJ Moore that everybody wants them to trade for. If you don't have time to get in the ball, it doesn't matter, right? So they got to figure out the offensive line. Mike Vrabel said on Monday at his press conference basically that they're evaluating all options. So, you know, if that means Dennis Daly is not the left tackle when they take the field on Sunday here against Indianapolis, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they found somebody else. I think they should give Dylan Raidens a shot, but you know, I don't know as much as they do. But so I mean, all of that to say that like the Titans should be adding offensive line as priority number one, because there's a lot of talk about corner as well. And again, when you look at the whole thing as a, you know, the defense as a whole, right? The pass rush is what's not being good enough right now. Okay. Sure, they have issues at corner. They have injuries at corner also. I think once you get Elijah Molden back, if you have Fulton, Molden, Roger McCrary, if you have those three guys out there, I think your corners are fine. Your safeties, Amani Hooker should be back. Kevin Byard's obviously great. I think that secondary is fine. You've got to have a pass rush. No secondary. I don't care who your corners are. If your guys up front can't get home, you can't cover forever. Like it's not a thing you can do. So the pass rush is really the thing that is more important here than the cornerbacks. Like I think they're okay at corner. Obviously Caleb Farley not in the guys that I listed. You know, they got to figure him out if he is something or if he's not something or whatever. But I think their top three once Molden is back, it's good enough. It's good enough for them to be in games. They got to get the pass rush going. That means number one, Bud Dupree coming back. That's the biggest thing. And then, you know, you hope Simmons and Autry can continue to make plays. Rashad Weaver continues to develop because he's been really good. So those are the issues. I mean, if we're making a list of what the Titans should trade for, and again, I think they should be trading for, not trading away. Offensive line is absolutely at the top. And I don't know that there's not either position on the left side they could upgrade. Left tackle, left guard. Aaron Brewer has some good things about him. He's just too small to play guard in this league. Offensive line is number one. Pass rush is number two. Now, you're not going to find a pass rusher that is going to come in and be, you know, some big, huge difference maker at the trade deadline. Those things just don't happen. Again, it's not baseball. It's not basketball. Those type of things. but maybe they can incrementally upgrade at those positions enough to where overall they can kind of help boost the team up. Because really they can just use pass rushing depth. So your guys like Rashad Weaver not having to play so many plays in a game. So anyway, that was just kind of a thing that popped up yesterday. I would be surprised if they dealt Austin Hooper. Maybe they will. You know, I've been surprised before. But the trade deadline is November 1st, so we got a couple of weeks here before we have to have we'll see what, you know, it does end up happening. But that was, so that'd be my list. Offensive line, pass rush, then receiver. I mean, I do think receiver is important, but I just don't think that with this offensive line, I don't think it really matters that much, if that makes sense. All right, that'll do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow after we get a practice report from what we see the players do in practice on Wednesday. We'll have, I think, coordinators will talk today as well, so we'll see if there's anything interesting that comes out of that. Obviously, Vrabel will have a press conference, all those things. Between now and then, MusicCityMiracles.com is the best place to check out all of your Titans news and information, so be sure and check that out. Again, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. The site at TitansMCM. Thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.